AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Ballistics experts will fire away, recreating the noisy chaos at the high school in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in 2018. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says it's part of a civil suit.
There will be nearly 140 shots fired from a weapon similar to that used by the shooter. What they are trying to do is capture what that would sound like from the perspective of the school resource officer, Scott Peterson, the former school resource officer, who is accused of not doing his job and of failing to engage the shooter and possibly save lives. He has said all along that he did not know where the shots were coming from, but parents have said, look, he had to have known which building they were coming from.
Peterson was acquitted in a criminal case. Hospitals run by one company in five states have been victimized in a sweeping cyber attack. It's forced the cancellation of some surgeries and redirecting of ambulance calls. Overseas, a Russian court has taken new action against top opposition leader Alexei Navalny. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
An extra 19 years was added to his time behind bars. One of Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, Navalny already was serving more than 11 years. He would be 74 years old by the time he's released from prison in 2050. The U.S. State Department blasted the latest verdict, calling it an unjust conclusion to an unjust trial.
Two U.S. sailors have pleaded not guilty to charges of giving sensitive defense data to China. One, Wenheng Zhao, is accused of accepting bribes for photos and videos. CBS's Mark Strassman on the other suspect.
Arrested separately on espionage charges, Jinxiao Wei, a 22-year-old machinist mate aboard the USS Essex. Wei allegedly sold the Chinese naval defense information and dozens of technical and mechanical military manuals, all while he was applying to become a U.S. citizen.
The officer even congratulated him when he became a U.S. citizen.
A former Columbus, Ohio K-9 officer has been indicted on murder charges in the death of a 20-year-old black man who was in bed when he was shot by police trying to serve a warrant. The government says employers added 187,000 jobs last month, fewer than expected. But Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com says it's not clear if it's enough of a slowdown to affect Fed policy.
The Federal Reserve will, of course, take note of this report, including that average hourly earnings continued to rise at an annual rate of 4.4%, well above its 2% inflation target. Before the September policy-setting meeting, Federal Reserve officials will have another employment report to process, as well as much more data on inflation.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, August 7th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission meeting will take place at 7:30 a.m. The Wood County Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Property and Information Technology Committee meeting is also at 9 a.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting is at 4 p.m. at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board Committee meetings will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 6, and the Stevens Point City Plan Commission will also meet at 6. In Whiting, the Ad Hoc Village Property meeting will take place at 5. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee meeting will run from 9 to 11 a.m., and the Adams City Council meeting begins at 6. The Village of Port Edwards Fire and Police Commission meeting takes place at 5. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 87. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Upper 70s, Sunday and Monday, with storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Luke Mather is our co-host, engineer, producer this fine Friday, and we appreciate you being with us live as well across much of Wisconsin. And let me just, this is the best part. If there's any good about this story, here's what it is. I am fortunate and blessed to work for Civic Media, because when things like this happen, here's what we have the ability to do, to spread the truth throughout the 3rd District of Wisconsin. Listen to this coverage. WBZH, Buzz of the North, up in Hayward, which bleeds down into the northern parts of Van Orton's district. WLAK, Lake Air Radio, out of Amory, bleeding down a little bit into Van Orton's district. WCFW, The Tap, in beautiful Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. WLCX, The Eagle, in La Crosse, in the heart of the 3rd District. WXCO, Wausau, bleeding down a little bit. WVHR, in Wisconsin Rapids, including Stevens Point. WRCE, sister station to WRCO in Southwest Wisconsin. So this is great. And I want people to call in throughout, anywhere, But I want to hear from people in the 3rd Congressional District, Wisconsin, where I spent much of my life, where I helped campaign and elect countless Republicans in my time with the Republican Party. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So let's get into this. Here is what happened. And Punch Bowl News, correct me if I'm wrong, Luke, but they were the first one to report this, and it got picked up and verified by several other news outlets.
I believe Punch Bowl was the first one to have photo evidence of Derek Van Orden's congressional office.
All right.
But I believe, from my understanding, one of the Senate pages that was the target of this profanity-laced tirade, that individual took down firsthand account of what was said. I don't even know if they knew who the congressman was, then reported it. And I don't know the first outlet that picked up on the story itself, but Punch Bowl News, the first outlet that had the photo of the congressional office.
This was later verified by The Hill, a longtime news publication on Capitol Hill. And I want to make sure that you understand that that Derek Van Orden, Congressman Derek Van Orden, Republican from Prairie du Chien, does not dispute these accusations. He isn't saying, he is not disputing that he said this. So he's basically confirming that he said these things to these teenagers, and it was late at night, the Senate was still in session, and Van Orden had, this part is allegedly, all we know is that there were photographs of several bottles of alcohol in his office. He does not dispute that either. He confirms that's a real photo. But according to him, he had several constituents and staff, and they were drinking together, and then he gave them a tour of the Capitol, which is his right to do as a member of Congress. And they came through the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol, where there were a few pages from the Senate side, who were teenagers, who were on their next to last day being interns in the U.S. Capitol. Now, understand, these are high school kids, usually not paid or paid very little. And they do things like get coffee or lunch for the senators, or they bring them, you know, paperwork or whatever, hold the doors open for them. They're not glorious jobs, but they're cool jobs for high school kids. And if you've ever been to the state capitol in Madison, you understand what a beautiful, magnificent building it is. And you look up into the rotunda, into the dome, and people lay down on the floor of the Wisconsin State Capitol all the time to take photos of the dome. Unfortunately, in Washington, unless you go on a specific tour, that part of the Capitol is not open to the public generally. But the staff was out there doing the exact same thing, laying down, looking up, getting a good photo, because the next to last day they want to get a good photo before they go back home to the respective states.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right, but right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
If that kid was yours, if that was your child, your high school kid, your high school granddaughter, grandson, anywhere else, and their boss talked to them like that, what would you say? Now, Van Orton is trying to defend himself, saying that there were dead Civil War Union soldiers buried under the Capitol, and they were defying the space by laying on their graves. That's patently false. The U.S. Capitol was used as a makeshift hospital during the Civil War. There are no dead soldiers buried under the U.S. Capitol. This guy is unhinged. And remember, it started on January 6, 2021. Where Derek Van Orton took a picture of himself in front of the U.S. Capitol on Facebook and let people see it. He claims he didn't go inside, but we have a litany of things that he did do. Provable. And we're going to go through them in a minute. But first, to the phones, let's go to Mark in the sack. Mark, we appreciate you. Go ahead.
Mark. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Am I on the line?
You are. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I just find this pretty disgusting that he did this stuff. I mean, the jackassery that he's displaying here and the lack of self-control that he showed in this particular case shows he's got no business being in the he has no business being a congressman, period. I mean, the lack of judgment in this particular case here should make people question whether he should actually be there or not.
Yep, Mark, I totally agree. I don't mean to, I always love you. If you want to call back, I'd love to take more of your calls. I have another caller just has a few moments, so I'm going to get to her as well. But Mark, totally agree with you. Call back if you want. Dana, I know in La Crosse, in the 3rd Congressional District, I appreciate you listening on the Eagle up there in La Crosse. I know you have a few moments. What say you?
Hey, thanks, Todd. First time calling. I've been listening to you for a while. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, we appreciate it. Go ahead.
I think I got this Van Orton guy pegged. You know, he was on a tour with friends of his. And so what I see is he was intoxicated and he was showing off. That's what it was. He was trying to show off a little bit of power to his buddies while he was giving them a show. He thought he could, you know, take it out on some kids. If you remember, he had that episode in the library down here in Prairie du Chien.
Yep.
Over the LGBT, over the book display, he berated some kids there. So the guy's got a tendency, and he's just not a good person. And I really don't see him being reelected. I think he's going to be a short time for us all. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Hey, I really appreciate you calling. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate your listenership up on one of our new stations up there in La Crosse, WLCX, the Eagle in La Crosse. Appreciate that. Let's go up to Eau Claire in the 3rd District as well. Jeannie in Eau Claire, always great to hear from you. Jeannie, what say you?
Well, guys, I'll tell you something. This is just gets my blood pressure going. This guy demonstrates abusive behavior, utilizing profanity on juveniles. I mean, this guy is one sick dog, and he is my representative. And it's putrid, but you know what he does? He grants all kinds of interviews to local television stations. When he was in trouble one other time, he quick had some kind of thing that he was working for the vets, and because he called, I think his office calls him, but I'm going to check it out, because he's always got one up, like he's doing this great stuff, and they do not cover his reprehensible behavior. I mean, he is just unbelievable. We should kick him out now. There should be ethics violations against us. Those poor kids should not have to suffer with you know, a depraved individual like this man. So anyway,
Jeannie,
it's a rotten thing.
I always appreciate calling. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're a retired member of the Eau Claire School District, correct? Jeannie hung up. I believe she was. I was just going to ask her. I mean, if this were a teacher, right? If an educator went off like that, I mean, what the world would happen to that person with high school kids?
Yeah, this is inappropriate behavior, to say the least. And right. it's something we got to be talking about.
Yeah. Someone calling here. What's DVO? Not sure exactly what that is.
That's Derek Van Orden.
Oh, geez. See, I don't know it well enough to. That's the abbreviation for him.
That is the way, very similar to other individuals that go by three names, like AOC, LDJ.
He's not that big.
Online, rather than spelling out Derek Van Orden every time, there has been a inclination to just sum it up as DVO online.
That's why I have a young brain like Luke around and Mr. Zomers.
Exactly.
So we have a. Appreciate the text line here on the app. Don't forget, you could download the app on either your Apple or Android device. Just type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It takes less than a minute. It's also free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. On the text line from WMDX here in Madison, says a Madison plumber here, what does it mean that DVO, Derek Van Orden, was rebuked? Great question. We're going to get to that with Trigvi Olson after the break. And this is really important, that both Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, both came out and rebuked Derek Van Orden. And incidentally, Mitch McConnell said that every member of the Senate Republican caucus rebuked him, including Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. We're going to ask another former Republican, Trigvi Olson, who knows the 3rd District well. It's his home area. Back with him and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., the Todd Allball Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
News, I'm Victor Okendo. Government figures out on July's job market shows hiring slowed last month, something the Fed board is trying to do to bring inflation down. ABC's Elizabeth Scholze has more.
This is the kind of jobs report that the Federal Reserve has been looking to see. That job growth is still strong, 187,000 new jobs in July. But at the same time, that overall pace of hiring is cooling off. Employers aren't going at this red-hot pace that we've been seeing in the months coming out of the pandemic and in really until recent months.
The campaign and court calendar is stacking up after the third indictment of former President Trump. He pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony charges related to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is also facing another possible indictment in a Georgia case on attempts to overturn state results. Searing heat keeping its grip on parts of the country. 65 million Americans are currently under heat alerts from Florida to California. This is ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Mad Radio WMDX, I'm Luke Mathers. Here's what you need to know in the Madison area. The cost for the controversial power line between Dubuque, Iowa and Milton is skyrocketing. The Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line construction was halted last year by a federal judge. Last month, the decision was overturned in an appeals court. American Transmission Company, one of the line's co-owners, says material costs have increased dramatically since the planning of the line in 2018. The line is now expected to total around $492 million. That is 18% more than the original price tag. Madison police are investigating a food truck that was set on fire on the city's west side as a potential arson. The fire took place on Wednesday morning. It occurred in the back parking lot of Swagat Indian Restaurant on North High Point Road. Law enforcement is reviewing security camera footage from Tuesday evening. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Mad Radio WMDX Madison.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Getting a new computer is both fun and terrifying for many people. Madison Computer Works makes moving to a new computer easy. We help protect it from malware and scammers. We move your data and reinstall programs. Our computer care plan lets our friendly techs assist you remotely once you bring it home. Already bought a new computer? Tried building one from parts you ordered online. You have better things to do with your time than set up or fix your computer. We'll get everything working right. Call the pros at 608-231-8000 and make your computer problems disappear. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:33 across the state of Wisconsin, particularly in the 3rd Congressional District. We cover nearly the entire 3rd Congressional District now across Civic Media. Mr. Mathers with a fine song there, talking about this incident at the United States Capitol on Wednesday. And there was, and it's important to remember, Congressman Derek Van Orten is not disputing either the photo that has been put on social showing several bottles of booze in his office in the U.S. Capitol. Also not disputing the quote that I read you before the break, the profanity-laced quote with the F-bombs and the S-words. Not denying any of that. But people like former Governor Scott Walker and Joe Hendrick and others are tweeting out trying to make it about this alcohol. Trying to say, well, you know, all Wisconsinites drink alcohol. Well, not all. What they're forgetting is this verbal abuse against teenagers. We're going to go through more of this, but before we do, we're going to bring in our ongoing contributor on Wednesday. He is a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, a native of River Falls area in Wisconsin, a longtime Republican staffer, particularly in the 3rd District, along with myself. Like myself, we've both since left the Republican Party. Trigvi Olson, appreciate you making this time for us on a special appearance in what I think is not just the top story in the state, but as you and I discussed last night, it is increasingly a national story.
Wow. It's a national story when Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and the entire Republican caucus rebukes you for acting like Clint Eastwood in, you know, the movie where he's the grumpy old man on his lawn. Get off my lawn. I mean, that's Derek Van Orten, right? Apparently, exactly. You get a few drinks and get the F off my lawn. He's not the guy you want as your neighbor if you have kids in Western Wisconsin.
But before I go on, I just want to interrupt. For people who haven't heard, here's the quick reply from the Senate leader last night. Democrat Chuck Schumer said, quote, "I understand that late last night, a member of the House majority thought it appropriate to curse at some of these young people, these teenagers in the rotunda. I was shocked when I heard about it. I am further shocked at his refusal to apologize to these young people." And immediately following, Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who Trigvi used to did some work for, he said this, yeah, quote, "I want to associate myself with the remarks of the majority leader. Everybody on this side of the aisle feels exactly the same way," unquote. Trigvi, explain the importance and significance of those two quotes.
Well, in a city and era where we don't have a lot of bipartisan agreement.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. It's fair time. Brittany Merlot has the story.
The Wisconsin Valley Fair is underway and packed with attractions, from carnival rides to live music, rodeos, and fair food. But there is also many farm animals there for judging. With the heat and humidity spiking so hot, keeping these animals cool is a top priority, as pigs don't even have sweat glands. Usually, they roll around in the mud to stay cool, but in the fairground barns, fans are being used, and sometimes that just isn't enough. The public is encouraged to splash water on them when visiting, as mature pigs are most comfortable when air temperatures are between 50 to 75 degrees.
The Wildwood Park and Zoo is celebrating their centennial party this Sunday, August 6th, from 11 to 2. You can stop down at Wildwood Park in Marshfield for a free bite to eat, bounce houses, balloon animals, and more. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Celebrate and support the Grand Rapids Fire Department during their celebration on Saturday, August 5th from 4 to 11 p.m. Head out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South for some great food and drink, along with awesome live music, including Chase Quinches from 4 to 7 and Star 6-9 from 7 to 11. Visit the world-famous Rudolph Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave for the 102nd Annual St. Philip Church Picnic, full of food, refreshments, games, and raffles, Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mass begins at 10 at the church, followed by activities on the grounds. The event is located at 6957 Grotto Avenue in Rudolph.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 87. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Upper 70s, Sunday and Monday, with storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
I'm in the military, especially those who've been captured in action like Senator McCain. Mm-hmm. It is okay to laud service and applaud Mr. Van Orton for stepping up. But that does not and should not inoculate them from criticism, as we're doing today. John McCain cheated on his wife, Cindy. It's widely reported. He had some massive ethical lapses. He claimed to sort of be about clean government. That was basically baloney. If you need detail on this, Steve Schmidt's blog, he basically ran McCain's 08 campaign, is just scathing about this. I say all of this to simply say, Representative Van Orton's actions are entirely disqualifying. You get drunk with your buddies and cuss out a bunch of volunteers who are working in the state capitol when you yourself participated in a violent attempt to overthrow our government. How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking my call, Todd. I appreciate your
appreciate you calling in, and people can join you tonight from 6 until 7 across the Civic Media Radio Network on a rerun, because you don't have a new show on Friday, but they can listen to another Best Of show, correct?
Exactly. All right. It should be a barn burner tonight,
all right,
as always.
Thanks for taking the call. I got the time, Maggie. Thank you so much. Trigby, here's the question I have, is that for a guy who promotes his military service, usually you run presidential campaigns and everything in between. Mm-hmm. You don't hear a lot about those who served with Derek Van Orton stepping up to help his campaign.
No, you don't. I mean, John McCain, Maggie mentioned Steve Schmidt. Well, Steve Schmidt can tell you. I mean, John McCain was given up for finished in 2007. And what he ended up doing, which might have been Steve's moment of brilliance, was Steve suggested to McCain that he get out with his buddies who he served in the Hanoi Hilton with and go drive around to Iowa and stay in Super 8s and just enjoy life a little bit in New Hampshire. And that's what they did. Bud right. Day and all these guys. Yeah. And I mean, these guys are like people who've won the Congressional Medal of Honor and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. These are true heroes. I haven't ever seen that with Van Orton. I don't know. Maybe they do go out and campaign for him. But I haven't ever seen it in the way that was true with McCain. The other thing I would say, you know, Maggie alluded to some of the stuff with McCain. Here's the thing. John McCain understood that he was a deeply flawed human being, and he was the first one to admit it. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you, having been on the receiving end on one occasion, actually two, of John McCain's temper when something wasn't going right, that it was not pretty. But I can also tell you the thing about it is he said he was sorry afterwards that he lost his temper. And the contrast between that and Derek Van Orton is staggering to me, and quite frankly, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, and
it's embarrassing. He's embarrassed himself, and honestly, he should just man up and find those kids and say, "Hey, I lost my temper. I'm sorry." And he should be a role model to those kids, not a demagogue trying to create a scandal of his own making that gets him on Fox News so he can be a talking head. Because Derek Van Orton is a classic case. Tommy Thompson used to always say, two kinds of politicians, those who want to do and those who want to be. Derek Van Orton clearly is demonstrating himself to be one who just wants to be. And the people who are defending him, like Scott Walker, are also the kind of politicians. They don't really want to do anything. They just want to be somebody.
I know you got to hop off after this segment, so I want to get to this quickly. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to go through kind of the litany of things that Derek Van Orton has public, their public record. And some of these things from attacking during the campaign, attacking a private citizen online, threatening to publish their personal information, going after another teenager in Prairie du Chien at the library for having a gay pride display, being arrested or charged by the TSA for having loaded 9mm in an Iowa airport. And then calling, saying that leftists, quote unquote, cannot be Christian, and saying that he supports gay people, but then brags about being part of a church that equates homosexuality with bestiality and incest. And then this temper, I mean, it just seems to add up. We talked about this on Wednesday in the couple of minutes we have left. This to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm overstating this, it seems like this is the kind of guy that's been radicalized.
Yeah, I mean, I think he wouldn't have been at the Capitol on January 6th if he weren't. I mean, that's what we talked about on Wednesday. I think here's the foundational question that I think you all should be asking. and people should be asking. The major donors in the business community in the 3rd District, he's from Prairie du Chien, I would suspect, I don't know this, but that they're, you know, there's some pretty big businesses that are based in Prairie du Chien, and they have tradition of supporting Republican candidates. All those business people, like, for example, the ones that have a very prominent chain of gas stations across the state of Wisconsin that's based in Prairie du Chien, if they have been giving money to Derek Van Orten, people should be asking, why are you giving money to somebody that's embarrassing the state? And quite frankly, by extension, if the owners or the former owners or business people are supporting somebody like that, it's embarrassing to their reputations.
Exactly. And you and I both worked in politics at the state and federal level. Yes.
I don't even like going after donors. I really don't.
But this
is embarrassing. It's
embarrassing. But you and I worked in politics long enough. Yes, our own bosses probably use profanity. Guys like the late, great Michael Ellis, you know, he was famous for it. But you know what? Oh. Mike Ellis never went after kids. He never went after teenagers. And that's, to me, what makes it sick and abusive.
Yes, completely. And honestly, they would always figure out a way, whether it was Mike Ellis or Tommy or any of them.
Dale Schultz?
They would always figure out a way. Right. They would always figure out, if they lost their temper with you, a way to make it right.
Exactly. And apologize.
He is unwilling. And in these cases, these weren't even employees of his. These are just kids.
Exactly. Trigvy Olson, really appreciate you taking the time. Appreciate your perspective. Join us next Wednesday for more Trigvy. Stay tuned now for your calls and more after this on the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Trigvy. Really, really appreciate it.
Saturday, August 5th is National Mustard Day. To celebrate, the street in front of Middleton's famous National Mustard Museum will be closed, and live music will be served up, along with mustard ice cream, games for kids of all ages, and great food, including Usinger's Wieners and Brats. Festivities start at 10 a.m. and run through 4 p.m., when the lucky winners of the 2nd annual Mustard Day raffle will be drawn.
Come one, come all. Just don't bring the ketchup.
Help celebrate National Mustard Day August 5th. Log on mustardmuseum.org for details.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Luke Mathers, our co-host, engineer, and producer this hour, in for the vacationing Mr. Zommers. I want to thank Trigvy Olson from the Lincoln Project for making time for us on a special appearance today. He'll be back in his regular time slot next Wednesday, just after the 1 o'clock hour. Really great insight. Because Trigvy grew up in the western part of the state in the 3rd District. He worked for former Congressman Steve Gunderson, 16-year Republican congressman that represented the 3rd District with distinction.
He and I have worked on, I was trying to think how many races, Republican races, I have worked on in the 3rd District over the, not just Congress, but for Assembly, for State Senate. There's a lot. So we are in a couple of, you know, nothing wrong with being a lefty or progressive, but the point is we're not a couple of lefties here attacking a sitting Republican. We're people that actually were out there and have got helped elect several Republicans and have since left the party. Well, the party left us. That's more accurate. What we're talking about, if you're just joining us, is the sitting incumbent congressperson, Derek Van Orten, Republican from Prairie du Chien, on Wednesday night going through the state capitol, giving a tour with supposedly constituents after imbibing in some alcohol, allegedly drunk. We don't know that, but he at least has admitted that the photo shared on social media was in fact accurate, that there were several bottles of alcohol in his office. Came upon several teenagers, well, not several, but at least some Senate pages. And according to, and it's important to remember that none of this is being disputed by Congressman Van Orten. He doesn't dispute that it happened. And I'm not going to read the whole quote again, but just according to The Hill, these were 16 and 17-year-old high school kids who were there for a summer internship. It was a couple of days before they were going to go home, and they were laying on the ground in the rotunda in order to look up and take photos of the U.S. Capitol Dome as a remembrance, which is a common occurrence both in Madison and in D.C. as a former legislative staffer myself. And Van Orten happened upon these Senate pages. And one line, wake the F up, you little S's. And it went on from there. And numerous times he uses the F word and the S word, calls them jackasses, and says to get out of here. Van Orten does not dispute any of that happened. And he's trying to say, well, you know, I was defending the burial site of Confederate soldiers, saying there were soldiers buried, or Confederate, Union soldiers buried under the Capitol. False. It was used as a hospital during the Civil War. And he won't apologize. And here's the thing. Both Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, and Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, went to the Senate floor and rebuked Derek Van Orten. And the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, said that everyone, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, felt the same way. Everyone. And if you work in either Madison's capital, the state capital, or in the federal capital, it's very territorial, all right? If you work for the House, you're a House person. And if you work for the Senate, you're a Senate person. And it's very unusual for a member of one body to come upon anybody involved in the other body and take action. The normal course of action is you would go to the House Sergeant of Arms or the House Chief Clerk or a House leader and say, here's what these people from your body did. You fix it. Very unusual, and as seen by a rare time of unanimity between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, they do not take kind for their institution being attacked by a member of the opposite house. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the Buzz of the North, our brand new station in beautiful Hayward, and from Hayward, Kurt, we appreciate you listening and calling in. Kurt, what say you?
I was wondering, did every 16, 17, 18-year-old I know of carries a phone around? Do they have any videotape of it?
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill. 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I was fortunate enough to be able to ask Governor Doyle what he thought about voter ID, and of course he was against it. His mother was for it.
That's fine. And you know what? I'm fine with having voter ID. Don't get me wrong. If people want to have, but what we have in Wisconsin is not just voter ID, but they took steps such as closing DMVs, not allowing college IDs, making it very, very hard for young people and older people and minority people to vote in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm okay with having a voter ID, but it has to be one that's easily accessible, legal, but easily accessible. And so that's why I left the party, because it simply no longer represents. And since then, now it really is a Republican Party. It's become the party of Donald Trump, which is something I absolutely rebuke and don't agree with. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. And Hayward, stay tuned now. Hour number two, Luke and I will go through what's happening. Extremism and a possible U.S. government shutdown, Trump new charges, and Friday freebies or something like that. We have state fair tickets to give away in the next hour. And Luke Mathers, don't go anywhere now. This is the Todd Lovell Show. Hour number two on the way across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether shopping online or in person, Knucklehead CBD and Vapes has everything you're looking for. From Delta 8, 9, and 10 to THCB, THCA, HHC, and more. And don't forget about all wellness flower. It comes in a variety of isomers. Find jars, pre-rolls, and cigs online or at the shop. Plus, check out Knucklehead's Wellness Weekend Sale featuring a fantastic 15% discount on all their top quality hemp products, CBD, and Delta products. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes. Ignite your well-being at knuckleheads.shop or at 550 State Street in Madison.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and co-host for this fine Friday. It is Mr. Luke Mathers, our executive producer, and also the co-host of Town Call with William Walter every afternoon in the show that precedes ours. Great to have you along, Mr. Mathers.
Glad to be with you, Todd.
Yeah. Is it just me, or does I sound very tinny in my headphones?
I'm hearing it too, okay, so I'm on it.
That's fine. But as long as we're going, you know, I'm a little tinny myself. I'm kind of like the Tin Man. Sometimes I don't have a heart, some people say. But anyway, we're on the air. That's all that matters. Great to have you along in hour two on a Friday as well. The 28th of July, 2023, Mr. Aaron Zommers is taking a well-deserved day off in the DUP, DUPers, as they say up there in the Upper Peninsula. Looking forward to this hour. I'm going to continue on just a bit more with Derek Van Orten, the Republican congressman from the 3rd District, who on Wednesday night went on a profane-laced tirade of verbally abusive behavior against 16 and 17-year-old pages in the U.S. Capitol. And well, there we go. Look at that. Look at that. Mr. Mathers is on it. Just like that, he fixes it. That's fantastic. Appreciate that. So now we're here. Now we're sounding great. Anyway, so Van Orten went on this profanity-laced tirade. He was rebuked on the Senate. This was a House member going after 16 and 17-year-old Senate pages. This did not set well with any member of the U.S. Senate. Both Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate, the Democratic leader, rebuked him, and immediately following, the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, gets up and also rebukes him and says that every member, everyone in the Senate Republican caucus, including Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, joined in rebuking the actions of Republican Derek Van Orten. Extraordinary to see Mitch McConnell speak for the entire United States Senate. So we're going to go through this a little bit as well. We mentioned last hour about this state fair thing down in Iowa with good old pudding fingers Ron DeSantis, because he eats pudding with his fingers and also mashed potatoes and spaghetti and other stuff.
I don't refer to him as pudding fingers because it's one of those line of attacks almost from Donald Trump. And I'm just like, I don't know. I get you.
I just think it's funny because there's actual footage. And what amuses me about it as a staffer, a former staffer, is that his staff is reticent to ever let him eat in public because they know this about him. And I just know from being a former staffer, there's always those things like, oh, geez, I hope our boss doesn't do this. And to have one of them be, we can't let him eat in public.
It's the opposite end of the spectrum of John Kasich and Ron DeSantis then. Because yes. Kasich, literally in 2016, when he was running for president, just everything was, every stop was a food event. This was like the one thing that I remember about John Kasich running for president.
Well, here's some of our friend Scott Klug, my former boss in the U.S. House. Here was his kind of quirk. Whenever he was out in public at any event, he always drank Coke from a can. You want to know why? Can you think why?
I'm trying to guess.
It was all about image. He said, Todd, if I have a Coke in a glass, people can take a photo of that and they can use it as a campaign piece and say Klug was drinking alcohol or whatever. They can't do that. This is before you could Photoshop stuff.
Before you just take the alcohol and put it in the Coke can, though. Well, isn't that the way you said
it? I guess we didn't think that far ahead. But that was why. You always write Coke in a can. Luke has dialed up this cut. This is Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, running for president, down in a county fair in Iowa. And he comes across these kids and a family, and he's shaking hands. And he comes across this kid, and here's what happens.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, too. Oh, what is that? An icy? Yeah, that's probably a lot of sugar, huh? Good to see you. All right, 4-H, Wayne County.
The sound doesn't quite do it justice, but he kind of snarls at this kid. Like, oh, that probably has a lot of sugar in it. And then he just turns his back on the poor. It's a county fair. You eat elephant ears and caramel apples and Slurpees. That's what the fair is for.
How is he never seen an icy before out in public? Where is this guy living that he's never seen an icy?
He probably doesn't like it because he can't eat it with his hands. He has to drink it out of a cup.
But still, even if you don't like one, how have you never seen an icy before?
I know. Yeah, what is that? He asks what it is.
Yeah.
What? I don't get it.
I mean, talk about a guy that lives in a bubble.
Or under a rock or something. Right. I don't know.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.